With its black and white plumage, long thin red legs, and long neck, this elegant shorebird is striking and unmistakable. Even the most casual bird observer is likely to have their attention drawn to this beauty that to me always seems dressed for a formal engagement. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the black-necked stilt. This is Bay Birds. Black-necked stilts are medium-sized shorebirds with black angular wings, black back, and as their name suggests, black on the back of their neck. Their throat and breast are white, and they have a white spot above the eye. Females can sometimes be distinguished by having a brownish tinge to their back. All have a brilliant red iris and those wonderfully long, thin red legs. In fact, their legs are some of the bird world's longest legs, especially when you consider them in proportion to their bodies, and they are second only to flamingos. The black-necked stilt's long, sexy legs aren't just for looks. They are quite ideal for wading in shallow, muddy waters. These birds walk delicately through the water, tilting forward to locate their prey by sight before snapping it up with their long, thin, black, needle-like bill. They'll sometimes stick their head completely underwater or swipe their head and bill through water while foraging for small fish or tadpoles, small crustaceans, worms or other marine invertebrates, insects, or even the seeds of aquatic plants. Unlike many other shorebirds, they also have partially webbed toes that can help them swim into deeper waters in search of more food. Black-necked stilts have another cool trick figured out. They keep their nests nice and moist and their bodies and young cool during hot weather by using a technique called belly soaking. This essentially involves transporting water to their nests or young in their ventral feathers or belly feathers. As the water evaporates, it helps to cool the birds and increase humidity in the nest. Black-necked stilts have a broad distribution throughout the southwestern U.S. and into Central and South America. Since they prefer salt marshes, shallow coastal bays, mudflats, and freshwater marshes, they can often be spotted around the Bay Area year-round, but may be more noticeable when migrant populations are coming through. They can also be found in salt ponds, rice fields, and mangrove swamps. Black-necked stilts tend to be gregarious by nature. They are strongly territorial during the breeding season, and in winter often roost in small groups and work together to create elaborate anti-predator displays. One such display, referred to as a popcorn display, involves a group of adults hopping around side to side while flapping their wings and encircling a predator. They may also use mock injuries to distract predators, especially if young are nearby. When agitated, black-necked stilts often call loudly and incessantly, and they use a monotonous series of loud piping sounds to communicate. Black-necked stilt populations are vulnerable to changed and lost habitat, and while they are protected under the Migratory Bird Act, protecting key rest stops along their migratory journeys are the only way we will truly be able to protect these birds and the many other shorebirds that use a broad range of habitats and territories. While black-necked stilt populations seem to be on the rise, one Hawaiian subspecies of the stilt is listed as a federal endangered species, with only around 1,500 individuals. You can help by supporting regulations that protect coastal and bay mudflats, wetlands, and natural shorelines. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.